Last time on our instrument making journey, we started mapping and connecting our one shots to our Foley layers so that whenever we hit a one shot, our Foley layer would happen. So now we're doing more random connections. We don't know which connections. Well, we do know because we already did them, but we're going to relay those connections to you, sort of go over what we just did, and hopefully help you make use of another utilization of the same tool in the Tune Shed.
All right, welcome to the Tune Shed, the workshop for everything music from history, theory, creative process, production, you name it. We're here to become better music listeners, better creators, and better music lovers. I'm your host, Mike Blurry, and I'm here with my dear childhood friend and professional musician, Marty Gray. What's up, Marty? Living the dream. What's up?
We're just putting our hands up, going, what? It's the same. What's the same?
It's the same, but it's the next level. So this thing we're making this thing that the goal is to make something that sounds really alive, right?
Yeah,
so we have these recordings that I took on my phone, and we're just making connections. So one recording triggers something else or some effect, and you know that effect triggers something else, and all these connections make it sound alive. You sort of lose track of exactly what they are, and when you play with it as an instrument, it's this nice thing. Yeah,
that's the goal. That is the goal. You know, I'm reading a book about tech bros and like tech leaders and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And one of the things that Steve Jobs is really really good at is just like never losing sight of the big goal. You know? It is a pretty negative book. It's called Burn Book. But it does give praise to Steve Jobs because he was just so charismatic, and he was kind of a breath of fresh air in that scene, as you might imagine. Not a
it
lot of
charisma
with tech leaders in the early days.
Yeah.
Not a ton of charisma. High intelligence stats, but not high charisma stats.
Yeah. And staying locked on the big goal, it seems easy, but it's surprisingly difficult.
I mean,
in music making in particular.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. And whenever you're doing stuff with like really complicated and intricate technological stuff, you just get zoned in. You're just like, I gotta
zone in.
I do this one thing.
Yeah, and you kind of got to know how to deal with that. So it's good. I like what you were doing. Like through this process, you've just been writing down like, oh, here's our five ideas, just little quick sentences. And then we can kind of go back and be like, all right, we got rid of that one. Okay, let's do this one. Let's do that one. It's a good way to just sort of stay organized without spending all day organizing, you know?
Well, yeah, I just wrote down whatever you said. You've been having great ideas this whole time. Like, yo, what if we did this? And I'll just write it down.
Bang, put it on the list.
But yeah, I mean, you had the idea, the second idea that we'll go over today, which was turned out to be so sick. But let's hop in. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
The first quote unquote macros. We should explain what macros are. Oh my
yeah.
God.
Why do they matter? What are they?
Big picture, dude. So macros are those things, you wiggle the knob and the knob does something. That's what a macro is. It's just a knob. So you have macros on like synthesizers, or honestly, you have macros on your guitar. You know, you're the one knob that makes the guitar get louder. That's just a macro.
Kind of a macro, yeah.
It's a hardware macro. What it's doing is it's turning up the little amp inside of your pickup.
Yeah.
It's turning that up so that it can send more volume out of the input jack. But that's a macro.
Right.
Then the other one is usually a tone knob. That's just a macro. It switches in between one pickup and the other pickup.
Huh.
You know?
Yeah, I never thought of it that way. That's cool because I guess in this context, the macro is so creative. You can do infinite things with it. Like you can map it to anything. And the power of mapping it is so fun.
That's the big scary thing, right? It's like, well, what do I even do?
Where do you start? Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's where this is getting really fun. Like we're having a lot of fun now because it's so open-ended. Blake can just be like, what if we made this sound like that? I'm like, well, let's make it a macro. Let's
just
attach
see
it.
What happens. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Totally.
Well, so the first macro idea we had was we were messing around with the fall on the envelope follower on these hi-hats. Specifically these two.
Yeah, so the fall is
These
making
two.
it so each of our like hi-hat layers, we're calling them hi-hats, they're just like our high-pitched one shots that we recorded. So one of them's like a can opening, one of them's a brick, one of them's like this bug bite thing. It's kind of like a suction cup for bug bites. And
Yeah.
I guess what we did, right? So whenever those make a sound, the sound that it make, like a little peak, imagine like a little peak on a reader from that sound. That peak is actually turning on some Foley in the background. And that makes this new sound that sounds more live. But then we're going the next step here, right? Which is we want to influence all of those sounds all at once from a
Yeah.
macro knob.
So here's the audio of just the one shots.
Okay.
Got that and that. Sort of two like hi-hat-ish layers.
Yep.
And then we have the Foley that's connected to it. That little white noisy,
Yeah.
that's a thing.
Makes it a little bit more special. And each time that white noise is a little different. So it's like a little more alive.
There's the white noise. And then this one has a little bit of like gray noise. Here's without. Here's with. It's very subtle.
Yeah, it's like a tomp, tomp.
Blake said, well, let's make that longer. Can we make it longer? And I said, oh, why don't we make that editable so that the user can control how long they want it to be?
Yeah. And
Right? And
that's the
so here's.
fall command, right? Or the fall
That's the
knob.
fall command. Yeah, that's how much time it takes for the envelope follower to reach zero again.
Oh, okay.
Think of it like a tail. Like, how long do we want the hi-hat tail to be?
Yes.
And so we make that a macro. So what we did was we connected the fall function on the envelope followers to this hi-hat tail knob over here. And it defaults to 0 to 100%, right? So if we open up this map menu, we can see hi-hat tail in pink has a min and a max value. And so what we have to do is we have to dial in those min and max values to where the minimum percentage is where we want the user to feel like, oh, that's like as little tail as I would want. And then we set the maximum value to how much the user would say, well, that's probably like a ridiculous amount. Or like just,
Right.
you know, or it's however much we would want the user to have a maximum.
Yeah, setting the bounds on it. Like we don't want this to be like a not fun instrument. We want every part of it to be fun and kind of cool. So we kind of
Yeah.
set the bounds so it's exciting to play with.
Yeah, and you want the minimum to still have a little bit of Foley, or like a just a
Totally.
touch. And you want the maximum to be tasteful. So here's the
Yeah.
minimum. And then I'll set the hi-hat tail macro to its absolute max.
Sounds pretty cool.
It's not bad. And like we can even play it and just slowly turn the macro up. So I'll just do that.
Yeah.
That's already so musical.
It almost comes across as like a reverb
Yeah.
because of the way it fades out and there's like this extra sound with it. But yeah, the whole thing is it's more alive definitely than just hearing the little brick clink. And that's
Yeah,
it, you know? And that's the
100%.
goal is keeping it attached, keeping it like being having enough connections that it feels alive. It's hard to sort of understand exactly what it is.
Yeah, and if that weren't enough, it's like that's such an easy macro. It's just controlling, well, it's controlling two one shots, and all it's doing is just making them a little longer
Yeah.
when you influence it, you know? But you can automate this knob. That's the thing. So you can be in your song and you can all of a
Oh.
sudden.
Yeah, have that just going up and down. You could put an LFO on it, have it go up and down every measure, right?
100%. Yeah, you can
Oh.
control this knob like anything, like volume, panning, whatever.
That's cool.
That's why it's so creative and fun. It's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be fun.
This is creative and
Oh,
fun.
I love
That's
it.
easy. And then the idea that Blake had after we started doing this,
Yeah.
he was like, Why can we flange stuff? Can we
I
flange the
love
hi-hat?
flangers on hi-hats. It just, I think it sounds so cool.
Me too, man. So I said, yeah, let's flange hi-hats and like a couple other random stuff. So we flanged these two and three other random one shots. I think we did this one, that one, and that might be it. Yeah, that one. Oh, and this one. But we set all of the flangers to 0%, so they wouldn't happen unless we hit the water bottle one shot. That one. So
Whoa, yeah.
now it gets complicated because now we had an envelope follower attached to the water bottle sample, and it
Yep.
sent an envelope out whenever water bottle happens.
Yeah.
Now that envelope follower isn't connected to volume. It's connected to the dry wet of all of the flangers on all of the one shots.
So when you hear water bottle, and for a short time after you hear water bottle, all those flangers turn on and then sort of slowly fade off.
That's right.
So
So
all these other samples get affected by the water bottle sample.
we made a loop. I'm not playing it. I just made a loop randomly playing all of the samples. And actually I should include the marble sample too, because that's one of them. Yeah, this one. The marble
Yeah.
sample is the craziest one. So I just made a little like MIDI loop with, I'll just add the marble in there, so like at two random spots.
This is just totally random, right?
Yeah. So it's playing. And now I'm gonna hit the water bottle. So it kind of just like flanges everything,
Yeah.
sort of, like a little bit.
And it's surprising. We were both surprised at how subtle it was. I thought everything was gonna go, whoa, you know? But it's just kind of
Yeah.
everything just gets a little weird for a second while that water bottle plays, which I
Right.
like too. You know, I kind of like them both.
Like we kind of wanted it to feel like the water bottle was like messing with everything.
Yeah,
You know,
totally.
like it was more boingy than it really is,
Yeah.
which is
And
so
all the different
sweet.
flanges we put on, I thought it was kind of fun too. You went through and changed them all, so like their speeds and the rates and the amount of wiggles, you know, the wave shape and all that is a little bit different for every single different
Yeah.
sample. So it's nothing's lined up. The whole thing just sort of everybody wiggles when they hears the water bottle.
Yeah, the more layers of randomness you can put in this thing, the better. You
Yeah.
know? And speaking of the macro, because we haven't really connected it to a macro yet,
Yeah.
all we did was make a macro that says flange on. Actually, we should rename that to just flange. Flange. Flange.
Orange.
And we routed the macro to just the on and off switch on the envelope follower that controls the phasers. So if we turn off this macro, turns off the envelope follower, it no more flange. So let's turn the flange back on. Get a little bit of flange.
And I love that you name it Flerns. This is something that I think is exciting about sort of new age production. Like, I feel like back in the day, everything was labeled with these words that meant things, and you're supposed to sort of figure out how everything works. And I feel like a lot of times today, things are labeled stuff like Flerns. And you're supposed to turn it on, sort of experiment, and maybe you'll figure out that it means the water bottle controls flangers on a few other samples, but maybe you won't, and that's fine too. You just turn it on, you're like, the beat I made sounds cool, and I like it with this thing on. And it's
Oh,
just kind of
yeah.
forces you to like use your ears and not really worry about the technical stuff and just sort of be creative and play with it, you know? It's more of a toy than like a technical experiment. So I love that it's Flern, just non-descriptive. I mean, it's a little descriptive. It gives you a clue, but it doesn't spell it out for you.
Yeah, it's it's totally the school of thought from Freak Show Industries, right?
Oh yeah, we love them.
Oh my God, please sponsor us, please.
I did email
Oh.
them, I think.
Yeah, they never
Just
will. They're
give them
too
some kudos.
anarchist.
They're too busy cranking out sweet plugins.
Dude, they're next plugin. But no, it's totally this thing. It's like every button isn't labeled, and it's all just weird phantom sounds continue. It's all just ran. It's like nothing is explained to you. It's all just like, well,
Yeah.
use your ears. Like it all does stuff, you know?
Yeah. You have to
So
figure,
it.
like, sort of figure out where you might want to use it, but you don't know details. You don't need to know the details.
Yeah, you don't need to know the details. And like, how would we ever explain that? It's like, is it more fun to label it as like flanger on hi-hat? Or is it more fun to just make up a word and entice the user to be like, what does this do? And then they'll turn it on and be
Yeah.
like, oh, that's what it does. And that's, I feel like that's just so much more fun. And we can do as much of that as we want.
Yeah.
You
Fun,
know?
and at a certain point, it just doesn't even help. Like, doesn't help you
Yeah.
make creative decisions. If I told you the
No.
details, okay, well, on this sample, it's a triangle wave at this rate, and on that sample, it's this and that, and it's like, yeah, okay, but what does it sound like?
Yeah, right. No, and the more we mess with stuff and we just start connecting random stuff, the less I think we'll care about how it
Yeah.
sounds and more just like, oh, that would be sweet to have this control that.
Yeah. There's
And the
some
more
fun in it.
free we are with it, the less useful it will become, I think, to label it correctly.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole point's just to explore and have fun with the instrument. So I guess on that note, I mean, what's next for our journey in this thing? We've come a long way from some simple one shots. What do we do next? We edited them, and then we sort of attached the Foley to them.
Yep.
We figured out envelope followers and how all that works. And now we're starting to make these other types of connections. I'll just call them macro connections, but yeah, they're multiple things. And then,
Yeah.
yeah, what's next?
Next, I think we do more.
Just more
We'll just,
connections.
yeah, we'll just keep cranking out connections until, honestly, to the brink of ridiculous. You know?
Yeah.
Seems like the way to go.
I mean, yeah, I mean, why not have an instrument that really feels like a playground to explore with a bunch of different buttons and knobs you can run around in and make crazy sounds with? Yeah, sounds great. Sounds fun.
Cool. Love it.
All
It's gonna be
right.
sick.
Well, should we pause there?
Yeah. Until next time.
Till next time, everybody. Much love.
Oh, bye.